The United States and Russia make for some tense playmates lately. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to look at how sanctions have soured relations between the two nations and what it means for ministry in Russia. And then stay tuned to hear how believers in Spain are showing Christ's love to immigrants there. It's a story inspiring passion and hope coming up in just a few moments. But first, it's been just over a week since Russia's President Vladimir Putin retaliated against the United States sanctions. Now, they came as a result of Russia's meddling in the U.S. 2016 presidential election and over the annexation of Crimea. But concern over repercussions against U.S.-supported ministries in Russia is now growing. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith shares his thoughts on how the sanctions war could hit church partners.
We serve the indigenous churches. We're not over there with our own mission doing our own thing. I mean, we exist solely to serve those churches. And I think by God's grace and mercy, I think that has shielded us from a lot of the difficulties that can be encountered over there.
So while SGA partners haven't been directly affected, the recent sanctions could still hurt them, especially as they're preparing for Christmas ministries. How? With a bruised economy. Still, SGA and its partner churches are walking forward in faith.
We need to pray that the Lord would restrain the enemy from letting the political situation gin up so intensely that it actually does begin to have an impact, whether it would be on support for the churches or to make the ministries of the churches more difficult if they're perceived as having Western support of any kind.
Next, the Indian government has used the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, or the FCRA, to deny over 20,000 foreign funding licenses to charities and NGOs. Compassion International was one major ministry forced to pull out of India earlier this year because of it. Amnesty International India and Human Rights Watch have criticized how India has implemented the FCRA and its ever-changing regulations to shut down NGOs. J.P. Sundara Rajan with Audio Scripture Ministry says they're keeping up with the FCRA requirements in India, but it hasn't been easy.
Every time I'm in India, the regulations change and new rules are being implemented, and we are constantly having to keep up with all of this. And there is no excuse for ignorance, and there is really not a whole lot of grace or mercy shown either.
For ASM's ministry in India to thrive, they work with indigenous ministry partners. And today, a lot of their support in India comes directly from their local churches. Even with ASM's audio Bible distributions, the churches pay a small fee for the audio Bibles.
It's a very small nominal fee we collect for every distribution we do. And that model has helped not only give people a sense of ownership of God's Word, but it's enabled our ministry in India to grow more and more self-reliant and self-sustaining.
Ask God to grant wisdom to ministries in India. And finally, when we want to share our faith story with somebody, it usually helps to sit back and listen to their story first. In Spain, a partner ministry of World Gospel Mission is getting to know immigrants through the integration services that they're providing through community centers. Now, most of the immigrants come from North Africa, some from further south, and others from the Middle East. Katie of World Gospel Mission says,
I think a lot of them need to experience love and acceptance because as immigrants living in Europe, especially because they're Muslim, I think they sense some rejection and have trouble really integrating in the culture and the society.
Because many of the women immigrants have struggled with emotional trauma from their homeland, they've started offering art therapy to some of the women there.
The women come and we choose different mental and emotional health topics to discuss each week and do some kind of art or craft. And that has opened a lot of doors for women to share about their deep pain or struggles or trials.
And as they share more about their own stories, the women open up to hear more about the story of Jesus. Would you ask God to use this outreach to bring His hope and truth to more Muslims? And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, the gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and with others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.